Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Did you see the headline that Rudy Giuliani was assaulted by a grocery store worker on Staten Island? Stephen Colbert said, before I go any further, before I say anything else, let me say that Rudy Giuliani is fine, other than the fact that he remains Rudy Giuliani. And more importantly, The Late Show and The Late Show family of producers condemns violence of any kind. You should not go out and lay a finger on the former mayor in any way, first, because it's just wrong, and second, you don't want to get any of that weird Rudy juice on you. Now, if you've seen the highlight, it's more of a tap than an assault, in my non-legal opinion. Chelsea Handler said, something tells me this isn't the first time Rudy has exaggerated the size of something. Colbert, after the video evidence came out, the DA released the assailant, who also had the charges against him reduced. They've gone from felony assault down to back tap with the intent to, hey. Colbert, Rudy remains undaunted. His son, Andrew, and his load-bearing teeth say, we don't have to worry about Rudy because he's tough as nails, and just like nails, he's always hammered. You want to put a rim shot after that joke, right? Jimmy Fallon, hey, it's been a tough couple days for the Giuliani family. First, Rudy Giuliani, I don't know if you heard this, he claimed he was assaulted at a grocery store, but security footage showed it was more of a pat on his back. Then his son, Andrew Giuliani, lost the Republican primary for New York governor. Yeah, his biggest weakness? Name recognition. It was a tough night for Andrew. He gave his dad a big hug, and then Rudy accused him of assault. Love it. The Laugh Button wrote about 10 shows they're looking forward to in the second half of the year. Yes, welcome to the second half of the year. How's your second half going so far? Was July 1st good? I'm glad. There are 10 shows. The first one, Cristela Alonso, Middle Classy. I got news for you, Laugh Button. That one didn't work out so well. The reviews are kind of meh from what I've read. Next one they're looking forward to is Todd Barry's TBD. Now, knowing Todd Barry, that might actually be the name of the special. You never know. This special was recorded at the Den Theater in Chicago on August 24th. No release date yet. Todd Barry's hilarious. I'm looking forward to that. Bill Burr live at Red Rocks. We talked about that. That'll be out on Netflix July 12th. Hey, that's good if you're me. It'll be something to talk about next week. Whitney Cummings' upcoming special is called Touch Me. No word on a release date yet. Jim Gaffigan's TBD. Interesting, it has the same title as Todd Barry's special. I wonder if one of them will change it. Jim is prolific, man. He just had a special last December. This one will be recorded at the Straz Center in Tampa on October 15th. Laugh Button points out, Jim has already released a special since COVID, so it'll be interesting to see what this release brings. Maybe we'll finally get some new specials that don't talk about COVID. Chelsea Handler's special is also called TBD. Hey, Johnny Mac, the joke stopped being funny 2 TBDs ago. I know, but part of the comedy is you take something, you make it funny, you beat it till it's not funny, and then you bring it back. Pay attention, okay? Stay with me. Chelsea Handler's special is called TBD. Wow, everyone's calling their special that. She taped this one on June 10th at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. What a great venue. In the special, she talks about her relationship with Joe Coy, who will produce the special, and appears as well. No release date yet. Joe Coy's got a special. His is also called TBD. Wow. This one, filmed at the Forum in Inglewood on March 25th and 26th. It'll be his fourth comedy special for Netflix. No date yet. Sam Morrill has a special. Guess what it's called? That's right, TBD. What's going on? Oh, it's a holiday weekend. Just laugh at the dumb joke. This one was filmed at the Den Theater in Chicago from June 9th to 11th. Laugh Button says, we don't know where the special will be streaming from, but if his last special is anything to go by, we can guess it'll be dropped straight to YouTube. Hopefully we'll get more information soon. I don't know. Netflix has been cozying up to Sam. I could see it. Ari Shaffir has a special. Guess what it's called? That's right, Jew. How did you guess? Shaffir's comedy often delves into areas others would consider taboo, leading to comedy that feels altogether unexplored and hilarious. This special was filmed at Roulette in Brooklyn, June 11th and 12th. No word on release date yet. Mike Vecchione's special is called, you got it, TBD. This one was filmed April 19th at Zany's in Nashville, also a good venue, no release date yet. So in a nutshell, the Laugh Button is looking forward to a lot of specials without release dates, and they're all called TBD. Bert Kreischer was asked a timely question by Rochester First. After all, it's a major beach weekend, and they asked Bert Kreischer, what's your sunscreen or sunblock situation? Because you perform with your shirt off. I mean, do you have a sunscreen routine? Bert Kreischer with some advice from 1975. This is what we did in the mid-70s, and one of my deep, dark fears is this is going to bite me in the butt when I become old. Wait to hear what Bert Kreischer does. We did this as kids. As kids, we thought this made sense. As kids, we would go to the beach. We wouldn't put on sunscreen. We would put on tanning oil. Hey, sun, give me more sun. So what does Bert Kreischer do? He says, I love to burn. I grew up in Florida, man. You burn once the first of the summer, and then you're good for the rest of the summer. I look at people putting on sunscreen, and I'm like, really? Don't you just burn? Yeah, that's what we did as kids. You'd get like this horrible sunburn that would crust over. Your skin would actually be crusty, and then that would peel off. And Bert was right. You would be fine the rest of the summer. I don't think it's a good idea. I'm not a medical doctor. Don't take medical advice from me. But as a professional comedian observer, don't take sunscreen advice from Bert Kreischer either. I'll be outside with the 50 on. Bert said, you get burned once. You get one good burn, you're good for the whole summer. Oh, boy. Then he talked about podcasting. He said, I look at radio. I see the big building, the amount of people that work there, and I see all the dead money. I see the money that just goes to people that maybe don't have an input. Then you have to do a podcast. It's the advertiser, my sales rep, and me. And I get to choose my overhead. We're making on podcasts more than anyone's making in radio right now, especially at my talent level. There's no middle person. There's no average person in radio making as much money as we make in podcasting. If that's the setup, then the money to be made in television is going to be through the roof. And if we're going to be at the front of that, and that's the future, and to be part of that future, it's amazing, man. It's amazing to be able to pay people that you need to pay, let people be accountable for the jobs they can provide you. I remember being at a radio station one time, and they were asking me how much I got for a read. It was like, guess, $5,000 or something. He goes, every time I read it, I get $50. And then I watched a dude walk in, open the door, and he's like, hey, I'm going to lunch earlier today. That's why you get paid for those, because that guy also gets $50 every time you read it, and he's not really doing anything. He's going to lunch early. It's great when you see someone who you know, and you see a business where everyone's accountable. They earn their money. Then Rochester First asked if Bert Kreischer has any advice for aspiring comedians. Don't do it. It's not worth it. I'm very pensive about this today, but if you want to succeed as a comedian, you have to have like 9 different brains to succeed these days. We have Dave Attell coming out to Rochester for one of Bert's tour shows. He's the greatest comic I've ever seen in my entire life, but he's just a comic. Even as a human, it's hard to get them on the phone, let alone getting a headshot from him or a high-res version of his headshot. You're not going to get it because he's just a comic. But these days, in order to succeed, listen to this interview I just did. I talk more about the business than I am funny these days because that's how the business is run. Like, I mean, I'm funny, but like, I barely see it these days. I feel like my day is spent producing festivals, coming up with scripts, doing a podcast, producing a podcast, making sure sponsors are happy, making sure that we have liquid death in the bus for all the artists, renting 4 buses, making sure the facilities are up and running where everybody gets showers. So don't do it, man. This is a great interview. If you want to be a comic, you really want to be a comic because the comedy is the last thing you do at the end of the night, and that's your treat. Your day is going to be spent getting up, doing radio, doing press, going in and doing TV that's 15 minutes away. That's horrible and doesn't count and is the worst experience you've ever had. And you just go, that was a waste of time me waking up. And then you're going to go and you're going to go tour Notre Dame and you're going to put on spotlights and shake hands and take pictures. Then you're going to come and do a sound check and then maybe you take a nap. And then at the end of the day, after you made sure everyone's had a great time, you get to do stand up. I didn't think this is what it would all be. I really didn't think it would be this. I thought it would just be me drinking beer, smoking weed, giggling all day, and that's part of it. But man, it's flying to Austin, doing 2 Bears, 1 Cave, 4 episodes in a day. So all of a sudden, it's a little bit of work. Then it's flying home, and it's trying to have a family. I talk to comics all the time. A lot of my friends who are starting to blow up, they're like, man, I'm just so burned out. And I was like, for real? Because it gets worse. It gets way worse. Don't do it, man. If you try that open mic and you like it, you better love it. A few cool shows around the country today. If you're in Los Angeles, go see Repentance at the Elysian. Repentance is a monthly comedy show featuring the best comedians in LA. All proceeds go to the Downtown Women's Center. All right, best comedians in LA is pretty high bar, but let's see who's there tonight. Sarah Silverman is your headliner. All right, that's good. Rory Albanese, Kimberly Clark, Eddie Pepitone, and hosted by Ahmed Weinberg and Mekki Leeper. $15 tickets just for Sarah alone, not bad. Now, if you want to sit home, Judah Friedlander has a live stream, 9 Eastern, 6 West, from Judah's social media. He said, I will do at least a 70-minute set of material plus crowd work. The shows are interactive and live. You can have your camera and mic on so you can participate in the show and ask me questions, or you can leave your camera and mic off and just watch. I usually have 1 or 2 comics going on before me. The show is pay what you want. Minimum donation, $1. The shows are done on Zoom. If you can, please go on Zoom and check for updates so you have the latest version of Zoom, which will guarantee a better viewing experience. Also, I might be recording these shows to put together for an audio and or video project like an album or special or just posting clips online. By attending the show, you agree it's okay for me to use your image and or audio for any of the projects that I do. Thanks, winners, Judah. And if you're near Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm sure you are, why don't you join comedian Rashid Wesley Jr. for a night of laughs, friends, and family as he celebrates his birthday and also records his first half-hour special. It's called Sheed's Perfect Day, a live special and album recording today. That's at the Bull Run Tap House, which sounds pretty cool. 605 Market Street in Lewisburg. You know the place. Chris William and Clyde Mack will open two shows, 6 and 8 p.m. That's not bad, right? Is that a tap house? Go see a 6 o'clock show. We're done by like 7:45. We've got the whole night. I think you should go. You get back in time and then watch Judah. That's your comedy news for today. Tomorrow and Monday, Robin Williams Stories. You're going to enjoy that. Follow the show for free on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you here tomorrow. Well, I pre-recorded it. You come tomorrow. I'm going to the beach.